Welcome to The Challenge, where we'll discuss the challenges that life gives us. Challenges from the perspective of people with disabilities, and challenges from those who encounter a disabled person in any walk of life. And now your host, Steve Bauer.
This is program 32, and we'll be talking with a visually impaired jazz drummer. His name is Kenny Coleman. Here's a track from his new CD, which is called Simply Kenny. This is Let's Go There. This time we're traveling all the way to the Windy City. Chicago is our destination. And joining us is Kenny Coleman. And I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Kenny, so we know exactly where we're all starting from. What is your level of vision?
My level of vision is below 2200. And basically, I guess for people who don't understand that, it's not as any regular person that would see would be able to see.
What about growing up? Your education, were you mainstreamed or did you go to a school for the blind?
No, actually, I started out in Catholic school and ended up in Chicago public schools with a program for the visually impaired and blind. Because I got all the way to seventh grade and they said, they think he needs to be a program that's suited more towards him. That it was so odd.
So you got through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And any college?
Yes. I attended the American Conservatory of Music, graduated from there with an associate's degree.
Even though you had some vision, did you ever learn Braille?
I learned Braille. I forgot Braille. I learned Braille again and still forgot. So it's one of those things. I don't use Braille a lot. So it seems like I'll constantly end up going back just to, I guess, refresh myself. Trying to get past book one and to book two and really struggle from there. But, yeah, Braille is definitely, I'm finding it as I go on, it's a must.
So when it comes to reading music, do you how do you deal with that?
Well, I was fortunate enough that my vision was good enough in my young years through grammar school and high school where I could actually read music, large print music, and through college also. That being the case, I committed a lot of stuff to memory. So basically working with bands, it's a lot of memorizing.
From Kenny Coleman, his latest CD is called Simply Kenny. This is Enter In on The Challenge. Thank you. So when you got started into music, what basically led you to have an interest in music, and how did you get started? And tell me about all the instruments you play.
Okay. Well, to answer the first part of your question, what started me with music is church. I started playing in church, and it was just one of those things that I was a gifted child. I walked up to a set of drums, and they sit me at the drums, and I could actually play, which was one of those things that I guess that's why you're called a gifted child, when you can do that. I went from there to playing at the age of 13, going out on tours with gospel groups. And from there, probably by the time I was 19, I was on 50 city tours and things of that nature, playing for stage shows. And from there, it blossomed on to a lot of other things. Straight Ahead Jazz with Willie Pickens, jazz piano player here in Chicago. And from there, just a whole lot of other people in between.
If you had the opportunity to perform with someone who you never have performed with before, and that person could be either living or deceased, who might that be?
One person. I think the person is living. At least I know they're living, and that would be Stevie Wonder. He's such a great talent, singer, writer, arranger, performer. He's just, you know, all of those things that I pattern myself after, and I think he will be definitely one of the persons I would love to share the stage with.
Well, you're not the first person to mention him, so he does pop up frequently.
Yeah, I believe that.
Kenny has given us permission to share with you music from his new CD. It's called Simply Kenny. And since he mentioned Stevie Wonder is the one person that he's never performed with who he would really like to, we'll go ahead and do this one. This track is a Stevie Wonder song, and Kenny has it on his new CD. This is Boogie On, Reggae Woman, On The Challenge. We'll be right back. Well, being a musician, when you're out traveling and going around, what challenges do you face as a musician that is visually impaired and doing all of the traveling and performing in so many different venues?
One of the first things you find out, I do a lot of traveling in buses, and a lot of times we're in vans, and even flying, being visually impaired, the first thing we're doing is you're holding someone's arm, and so first thing people are wondering, why is this guy holding this guy's arm? Either they think you're a civil union, and I'm like, no, we're not a civil union. That's not the case. Or you get people who just think that you just cannot perform the task. You'll find out a lot with club owners. They see you walk in, and they're like, okay, why is this guy here? And after them hearing you perform, then, you know, they know why you're there. And that's one of the biggest challenges that you'll run across this. Even with working with a lot of musicians, I think being visually impaired, you have to, quote-unquote, constantly prove yourself. And I think a lot of musicians will run across that, but after they know who you are, you know, proving yourself is no longer required, but you'll still get that a lot. But club owners or people that you go to theaters or whatever. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is trying to open people's minds to let them know, yes, I can do this job, and I'm qualified to do it.
And I'm sure you probably get those times when people ask the people you are with questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of asking me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a given, man. Like, well, what does he want to eat? Well, why don't you ask me what I want to eat? Well, how can he stay in a room by himself? I'm like, I live in a house by myself. that's not, you know, it's just people don't understand. And so I think it's our job to educate them so they do understand about any handicap, not just being visually impaired, but, you know, about handicapped people in general.
I'm Steve Bauer. You're listening to The Challenge. My guest this week is Kenny Coleman. He is a visually impaired guy and a professional musician. And, Kenny, you've got a new CD out now, and it's called Simply Kenny. Tell me about this CD.
Well, this CD has been labor of love. It came about, I was living in China, let's say about 2 years ago, and I had started working on some tunes before I left for China. Like, I wanted to do a CD, and during the time I was in China, they heard some of my stuff and asked me to come back to the States and finish a CD, and they talked about wanting to put this CD out in China, and so I did just that. I came back, got together with some friends of mine, and did some tracks and worked on it, and I think it probably took us all of 6 to 8 months to finish up, and it just turned out to be great. Had an opportunity to work with a lot of great musicians that I've worked with over the years, and they really did a great job.
Now, being a drummer, you're probably not going to be considered the lead instrument.
That's correct.
How do you deal with that? Do you select musicians that you've heard about or you know, or how do you get the rest of the people to form your group to create your music?
That's pretty, that's a great question. And right, being a drummer, you're not going to be the lead instrument. Nobody wants to hear drums, you know, unless you're a drummer. You don't want to hear a drummer leading a band, especially for smooth jazz. So what happens is musicians I've worked with over the years, I'll just select from them. And my sax player just happened to come through a guy I used for music director over the years. He recommended this guy, Milton Ware, that's on my CD. And Milton, I came and I heard him and I just fell in love with him. He's just a great sax player. He's a mixture of a bunch of different people in one. He has everything from the Kurt Whelan all the way down to Grover Washington Jr. And all these guys are just mixed in one outside of just sounding like himself. And so he was great. I've worked with the guitar player, Will Crosby, which was the music director for Mavis Staples for many years. So using him as a lead on tunes, that was real simple because we had worked together for years. Same thing with keyboard players and writers that helped me get stuff done. These are people that I just worked with over the years.
If people are wanting more information about you and your music, what is your webpage?
My web is onimusic, that's O-N-N-I-E, music.com.
Okay, and do you have a MySpace page as well?
I do. It's MySpace.com/KVCDrums, D-R-U-M-S.
If a young visually impaired musician playing any instrument was listening to us talk here, what would be the one piece of advice that you would give them to help them launch their music career?
Practice as much as possible and definitely get out and play with other musicians that are accomplished. The better the musicians are, the better they make you.
Well, Kenny, we appreciate you taking the time to come on our show, and the best of luck to you with your new CD.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Kenny, good luck with his new CD called Simply Kenny. Again, his webpage is onimusic.com. That's O-N-N-I-E music.com. Or you can go to myspace.com/KVCDrums. if you've got feedback for us. Our audio line is 206-350-2757. That's 206-350-2757. Or you can send email to challenge8255@gmail.com. That's challenge8255@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you next time here on The Challenge.
Thanks for listening, and stay strong when encountering the challenges of life. Please join us next week at this same time for another edition of The Challenge from ACB Radio Mainstream.